horses working together are called a?
Team.
And two oxen working together?
Yoke.
Okay, if you had one yoke of oxen and you added one more, then you'd have?
I guess it'd be yokes, I don't know.
Okay. A baby cow is a?
Calf.
When a cow is going to produce offspring, you might say she is going to?
I mean, drop a calf, and that's the expression.
Okay. What do people call a horse that's used for breeding purposes? A male horse?
A stud.
Okay. Do you know any other terms for a stud?
No, I don't believe it is.
Let's see. What animal is most frequently ridden?
Most frequently ridden, a horse.
Let's see. Did you ride the horse? No, I have never.
Ridden.
He was riding a horse and he fell.
Off.
A little boy in bed one night fell.
Out.
What do horses wear on their feet?
Shoes.
And what are the shoes attached to?
The hooves.
And what's the name of a game that's played with those things?
The horseshoes.
Okay. Have you ever played that?
Yes. Long time ago.
Let's see, what's a male sheep called?
A ram.
And do you know any other words for a ram?
No, I don't believe I do.
Okay.
It might, some folks call them bucks, but I think that's usually applied to a goat round.
What's a female sheep called?
Ewe. And the other way they call it yo somewhere. I don't know why that is, but it's a term that I've known a good many people and I've read.
Local people say that?
Some used to, yes. Don't have many sheep here, you hardly ever hear it, but I have heard why they call it yo, but it's I've read a novel recently that they use that term in it, but you is what it is.
Mm-hmm. What grows on a sheep's back?
Wool.
What animal does pork come from?
Hog.
Okay. Now, could that word mean both male and female animals? Hog?
Yes.
And both old ones and young ones?
Well, yeah, all them pigs, of course, they come under the general head. All of them are swine, I reckon, would be the general term. But
well, now, what does the word pig mean to you? Does that mean
a
little one?
Yes, a small one. There's a pig, and there's a short.
And a short is a?
It's as big as a young,
about half
you might say it's a teenage horse.
Okay. Let's see. What's a male hog called?
Boar.
Okay. Now, do you know any other words for that? For male hog?
No, I don't. Right.
Okay. What's a hog called that's been rendered sterile?
Barrel.
Okay. What do you call the stiff hair on a hog's neck?
Bristle.
What do you call the large upper teeth of a hog?
Tusk.
Hogs eat from a?
Trough.
If you had one trough and you added one more, you have?
Troughs, I guess. I'd say both.
Okay. What do you call the process of rendering a male animal sterile?
Castrate.
Okay. What sound does a calf make when it's being weaned?
Oh. Makes a heck of a sound. I just don't know what time I use on that.
All right. What sound does a cow make at feeding time? A cow.
At feeding time? You talking about when she's munching her stuff or when?
When you haven't quite fed her yet.
Oh, she moves or.
Okay. What sound does a horse make at feeding time? A gentle sound, or maybe one horse makes a sound to another.
Nickel, I guess would be the.
If you're going out to feed the horses and the cows and maybe the hogs, you'd say, I'm going to feed all the
stock.
And if you're going to feed the ducks and the chickens and the geese, you'd say, I'm going to feed the
poultry.
A chicken on an egg is called what?
A chicken on an egg?
A chicken that's sitting on an egg.
Oh, a setting hen you're talking about? That's what we call us, that way, a setting hen.
Okay. What do you call the building that chickens live in?